This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Parshas Chayesora. So we have prepared more on the sheet, but I think let's just do the last few points because the hour is late. The first sheet took a bit longer. Let me share with you a fabulous idea. If you turn to paragraph 3, there's a Gemara in Pesachim. The Gemara says in Pesachim, Rav Kahana Cholash, Rav Kahana took ill. Shodru Rabbanan Rabbi Yeshua Bereid Ravidi. So the Rabbanan wanted to see how Rav Kahana was. So the Gemara says they sent Rabbi Yeshua Bereid Ravidi to see, they sent him to see how Rav Kahana was. Omrulei, so they said to Rabbanan, they said to him, Zil Bedeik my dine, go and see how he's doing. Also Ashkechei Denach Nafshe. Nebuch, when Yeshua Bereid Ravidi went there, he found, he discovered that Rav Kahana had actually died. It was bad news. So what did he do? Kora Lelufshe, he did kriya on his clothes, as one does when you rachon the son in the time of Avelus. It's not just on the seven, one and seven close relatives, but on when a god l'adar passes away, you do kriya. Yeah, I remember going to the Levi of the Gates of Rav, Rav Rakov, and I saw a falk. He did kriya. The Rav in town has passed away, someone does kriya. Now, so Kara Levushe, he did kriya. Bahadra in the Kari Lachore, he turned the tear round. He didn't want the others to see it straight away. He wanted to break it to them gently, which the Gemara goes on and says, Ubochi, and then he cries, V'osti, and then he went. Now, I saw once an amazing insight in this Gemara. If you think about it, look at the order of what happened. Rav Yeshua went to see if Rav Kahana he heard he was unwell. He had discovered that he passed away. He did kriya, and then he cried. Interesting. It was that way round. The person I heard this from said that a person should be guided by halacha. Your natural emotion is to cry. But he thinks, first of all, what does halacha want me to do? There's a chiyuv of kriya, you do kriya, and then you cry. You see, I'll tell you a story which brings out this point. The Altav Slobodka, the great Rav Nosson Zvi Finkel, he had a son, I think it was Rav David Finkel, who passed away in his middle years, in his 40s or 50s, and he was an up-and-coming leader of the next generation. This is Rav Altav Slobodka's son. And he died on Sukkos. And they told, and it was unexpected, and they came and told the Altav of Slobodka, and the Altav, he sort of shuddered for a moment, he composed himself, and then he continued on Sukkos, because there's no Avelus on Sukkos, on Yom Tov, Shabbos and Yom Tov. Then, Motze Yom Tov, he made Havdalah, and he sat down, he broke down, he cried for 2 hours. You have a person who's totally in control of his emotions. He's guided by halacha. Halacha says that there's no avilus on Shabbos and Yom Tov. He didn't cry on Shabbos and Yom Tov because he was in control of himself. Come Motze Yom Tov, his emotions come to the fore, which it almost seems superhuman. Now take a look at the beginning of our parasha. Avram Avinu, his wife Sarah passes away. Thomas Sarah b'kiryas Arba, he chevra meres Canaan. Vayovei Avraham lispoid l'Sarah v'livkoisa. Avram Avinu does exactly that. It's first lispoid l'Sarah. First of all, what does halacha tell me to do? I've got to do the kura. I've got to do the hesped, and then v'livkoisa. In other words, I'm in control of my emotions. I'm guided by halacha. It's not my emotions take hold of me, but I always am cognizant of what does halacha want from me, and then I act on it. Okay, let's move on to a happier topic. The main theme of this week's parasha is, of course, Avram sending Eliezer, his faithful servant, to find a wife for Yitzchak. Now, we know there's a famous episode, a famous story. What's the story? That there was two brothers, and there was one that the brothers was married, he had a large family, and he was wealthy, and the other brother was not yet married, and he didn't have the wealth of his brother. And the rich brother, who had a wife and a family, he thought to himself, you know, my poor brother, I'm so lucky, I've got a wife, I've got a family, I need to do something for him. Let me give him some of my largesse and to help him. So he sneaks out in the middle of the night and he goes towards his brother to give him some of his good fortune. The other brother, who's single, who doesn't have the family, he thinks to himself, you know, my needs are so small and my brother has such a large family, I need to help him. And he takes some of his, fortune, small fortune, and he takes it to give to his brother. And the legend has it, they meet somewhere in the middle, and that's the place where they build the Beis HaMikdash. Now, this is a legend, people quote a Medrash, quote Chazal, doesn't exist. Right? There's no Medrash, there's no Chazal which says this. By the way, people continue and tell the second side of the story. The second side of the story is there were two brothers. One has a large family, one doesn't. And the one with a large family thinks to himself, my brother, he hasn't got a family, he doesn't need all his wealth, I'm going to steal some of it. So he goes in the middle of the night to go and steal from his brother. The other one says, he's so wealthy, I'm going to go and steal from my brother. He has much more than I have, I'm going to steal from him. And they meet in the middle, and that's the place where they build the Knesset. And that's no, it's a joke, right? It's a joke. That's what they say. But the truth is, like the second story never happened, the first story also never happened. However, perhaps there is a remez to the first story, at least, in this week's Parsha. Why? Because the whole Parsha, Avraham Avinu sends Eliezer out to go find a wife for Yitzchak. Where is Yitzchak throughout this time? Where is he? Look at the pasuk. Look at paragraph 4. V'atokom Rivka v'naroseh v'atikavna l'gamanim. Eliezer has been successful. He now has found a wife for Yitzchak, Rivka, and he brings her back. V'atelach nachreish, and she follows the man Eliezer. V'yikach ho'ever des Rivka v'yelech, he takes her back to meet Yitzchak. Now, all of a sudden, we're reintroduced to Yitzchak at the very end of the Sedra. Pasuk Samach Beis. Yitzchak comes from a place, he's coming from this place called Ber Lachai Roi. Where is that? What's he doing there? Says Rashi. You know where Yitzchak is? He knew that Sarah died. That's the beginning of the parasha. He's looking for a wife for his father Avraham. Isn't that amazing? When Avraham is worrying about Yitzchak, what's going to be with my Yitzchak? I need to find a wife for him. And Yitzchak is worrying about, now here comes the amazing thing. Where do they meet? Vayetze Yitzchak losuach basode. Yitzchak, where is he? He's now going out to daven in the field, mincha. Says Tosfos, look at the next box, Tosfos in Brachos Lamedalet. Vim toim avokse vayetze Yitzchak losuach basode. Yeshleima, says Tosfos, tohosamayri bahar hamariyo. You know where he's davening? The Mokam HaMikdash, the meeting point in this week's Sedra, where Avraham is worrying about Yitzchak and Yitzchak is worrying about Avraham, is the Sodeh. What's the Sodeh? Says Tosfos HaHamoria. When everyone cares for the other person, that is a potential place for the Beis HaMikdash. Astonishing. So there we have it, two ideas. I'm sorry that the Parsha has been a bit shorter than normal, but Emes Hashem, in future years we'll have it slightly longer. Say that.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.